Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about why relationships don't work out. So, what is a real relationship, or most important, authentic, life-giving relationship? Why are the relationships not working? They don't give their real self. They are acting like in a movie, making shows or giving different versions of themselves. And that versions are configured by traumas so that it protects us from getting hurt again. It sounds complicated, but you see, even a famous actor said, the best actors we find in our life, everywhere. All the people are acting and don't try to be themselves. I participated in many self-experience groups with Encounter by Natick for an entire weekend. And I heard again and again, I know you better than my husband, which I have married for 10 years, and that after one weekend. Because all the time, these terrible shows. And if we don't start a relationship fresh, with no past experience that influences our behavior, we will end up in the same relationship from which we separated. And this, I think, everybody knows. No? So we should assume the best about our new partner, not hide or cover up our emotions. We isolate us from the other person. And then we are living isolated in a relationship, and isolation kills. It's reason of suicide, and all this positive thinking promotes exactly that. So I'm absolute 100% against positive thinking, because I think we have to accept everything. The negative thoughts and the positive thoughts, and not living in a war. And that brings freedom and peace in your mind. And then you can think out of the box. The reality is, we don't want to get hurt again, so we like to protect ourselves, and giving just a little bit more might be dangerous. You never can be loved when hurt is an option. Exactly, love is something where we get hurt again and again. And it hurts. If you just open your heart just a little bit, then love is no option. The level that you are vulnerable is the level that you experience the love. Which personality you are bringing into the relationship, the broken, wounded, needy, pessimistic version of yourself? Or you start new. Remember, Nelson Mandela was 20 years in jail. Nelson Mandela said to himself, "Do I want to let go of all the pain and suffering? Forgive and start new, or do I want to hold on to my past and live in jail?" And we have seen what he has done. Let go of the past and say, okay, it's done. And you see this with all our people, they are living in a jail. In their own made jail out of traumas. And not open a little bit, closed the heart. No? First, we have to heal the wounds inside to start a new relationship. and that needs time. We need time to care for ourselves, for our well-being, and for that is meditation. We are not bringing our full selves into the relationship, be it intimacy, love, friendships, or business, when we allow our traumas to guard us, let go of the past. We don't tender to ourselves to heal our wounds. We don't tender to ourselves to heal our wounds. Just like a soldier, just go forward, no? And don't care. No? This doesn't work in a relationship. I go forward, but heal my wounds. Because then I can go forward, otherwise I go in circles. We don't love ourselves, we can't forgive ourselves, and so we can't really love another partner. We don't love ourselves, we can't forgive ourselves, and so we can't really love another partner. The relationship is a reflection of ourselves and how we deal with our spouses, so we treat ourselves. There's even a Sufi proverb. The relationship is a reflection of ourselves and how we deal with our spouses, so we treat ourselves. How hard that we work on ourselves, so better the relationships become. If we don't do it all the time, but sometimes we find the place and the time for it, and then we should do it. No? All the time would be perfect. No? First, heal yourself, face your traumas, face your shame. Analyze the negative patterns that you repeat in relationships and fix them instead of repeating them. The cause of these negative patterns is traumas or suppressed negative feelings. Again, our traumas, our suppressed negative feelings. Mainly they're coming from our childhood and so on. We have to heal them. And then we don't repeat anymore. But if you make a show and say, okay, I'm not angry and so on. For what I'm angry also, feel your anger and let it go. It's just so damn simple. You come limping to laugh instead of leaping to laugh. What you're scared that you need at most. The intentional time to heal and to question yourself. Intentional time with God and counseling. Intentional time with God and counseling. We are here for God. And if you're in a bad situation and focus only on that bad situation, you can't get the overview. If you focus on God and relax, then you can get the overview. And then you see something more. If you focus on the problem, you can't solve anything as a problem. You have to relax first. First, relax. And then it's easy. It's just so simple. If you don't do so, you attract what fits your traumas and to heal them. This means if you don't heal inner self, you attract all the time the same thing again and again until you go through your traumas, heal your traumas, and then it's over. And not what fits you, what you can love most. You attract the thing when you let go of the traumas. Then you get the people who you can love at most. We have so many traumas inside of us. We address only the traumas we are facing now in the relationship or wherever. It's enough work. We get the right traumas the surface to the right moment, and then we work on that. And the other time, we enjoy our time. We don't analyze all the time our problems, okay? And so a therapist is necessary. Without therapist, that is really 10% chance. Otherwise, you are repeating the patterns of your traumas in your relationship again and again and again and again. And you don't care in which relationship you are, perfect or imperfect, and make the best out of it. I'm in a total imperfect relationship. Honestly, I'm a total imperfect, a total bad relationship. But I say yes to it. And all the time, my ideology is to make the best out of it. Because then I can grow. Just looking for the perfect relationship is the biggest nonsense of all time. There is light, there is shadow. And there's much light, there's more shadow. Okay? You have to do the shadow work. Instead to wait for the perfect relationship. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.